Bedtime is drawing near. I shut my book and set it aside for the night. And then I go about my routine, locking doors, checking windows, washing my face, brushing my teeth, until the only thing left to do is switch off one last light in my bedroom and then strip naked before climbing on top of the bed. You have everything I need laid out for me. We've done this before, many times. Even in the dark, I know where everything will be. My fingers find the chain to fasten your cuffs without having to search for it. And of course, my sweet boy is already wearing his cuffs like a good boy. And when you hear that chain rustle, you draw closer, just how I want you. Kneeling as I am and scooting up behind me until I feel your cage pressed between my cheeks while you slide your arms straight forward under mine with fists closed, palms up, and your elbows at my sides. We've done this for so many nights running. I could latch your wrists together with my eyes shut. I could hook that fastener around one ring and then the other in record time by touch alone. But I take my time and run my finger over your left cuff, enjoying the tactile sensation under the pad of my finger. An intimate touch that's far too light for you to feel. It's a moment I take for my own delight and no other reason. Simply because I can. In the dark, with your face in my back, you have no idea what I'm doing. Then I fix the other clasp to your right cuff, locking your arms around me. Of course, there's no actual lock binding your wrists together, and there's plenty of slack in the chain for you to free the clasps on your own. But regardless, you're locked to me. I only need one lock. The one to your cage. The only key that matters rests on my chest, on a chain of its own. Anything more would be overkill. You're bound to me, even without cages and locks. Because you're a dirty boy who's so desperate to be owned by me. Mommy, you ask me? Yes, sweet boy. May I kiss your back? You know it's what I want you to do, but you also know asking for my permission is part of this ritual. Yes, sweet boy. You close your eyes, drawing in an unsteady breath and licking your lips nervously. And when you give me that first moist kiss between my shoulder blades, I imagine it's a teardrop. My hands run over my thighs as you continue planting light kisses over my shoulders, up my neck, down my back. My hips rise and fall and rock as I grow excited. And like a good boy, you mimic my moves and press forward, so your cage never breaks contact with me. That's part of the ritual, too. I make every little sound of contentment that I care to. Little gasps, little sighs, little giggles. My sweet boy is worshiping me, and I feel no need to speed this part along. I know that you know every step of this ritual by heart, and I am more than content to play each act out for as long as I like, to prolong your torture while you wait for the next to begin. Your kisses come soft and slow, spaced apart by full breaths, but you're already whimpering. Your cage tightens around you. I feel your cock swelling as much as it can against my ass. My hands drift up to my breasts, teasing them with my fingertips and nails. I imagine how nice it would feel if you were to hold them for me, to massage them, to grope and squeeze and jiggle them. But it tickles me to know that your hands flex and stretch and curl into fists around empty air, because playing with my tits is exactly what you want to do. To handle them and manhandle them with no restraint at all, until you hear me groan with the pleasure and pain, but you're unable to grasp anything but air. Sweet boy. Yes, mommy, you answer in between pecks. Does your mommy deserve to get off tonight? Of course she does, mommy. Should she get off tonight? Of course she should, mommy. Do you want her to come right here in front of you? You choke back the oh my god that almost spills out of your mouth ahead of yes, mommy, because I've given you a script that you must follow exactly, and there's no mention of oh my god. So you swallow it back and squeak out, yes, mommy. I laugh and taunt. What was that, sweet boy? Yes, mommy, you repeat with a trembling voice. Sweet boy. Yes, mommy. Beg me to come for you. This isn't part of the script. The relief of being able to break from it adds all the more urgency to your pleas. Please come tonight, mommy. Please, please come for me. Please, mommy, please. I laugh and rock my hips in wider arcs while you beg, but I say nothing more, which means you have to keep begging. I reach for the toy that lies right where it should be, but once I hold it in my hand, I only do that, merely hold it without switching it on. Rock with me, sweet boy. Come on, let me feel you. My other arm reaches behind, over your own. My free hand slides over the small of your back and hugs you to me. Your chest and stomach, my ass and back, they all feel fuzzy and warm with the heat generating between us. My weight settles on your cage, and you cry out when I give my ass a little shake. I don't hear you begging, sweet boy. It's true. You slacked off when I told you to rock with me. And so when you start again, I can hear the fear edging your voice. The fear of what this might mean for you. And that alone gives me a tingle as strong as a finger grazing over my clit. I ride that feeling and sigh. Sweet boy. In a tone that sounds commiserating, but I know that you know that I'm only amused by the trouble you're in. And here I was, thinking that I might let you out tonight. We both know that's a lie, but we also both know that however long this lockup was going to last originally has now been extended. By how long to be determined? The misery in your groan at that realization compels me to turn my toy on. The buzzing in the darkness makes the toy's presence seem so outsized. It fits in my hand, and yet it fills the whole room. My body feels just as electric when I touch it to my clit. Are you only imagining that you can feel the vibrations? Muted, yes, but still there. Humming through my ass, your cage, your cock. It hardly matters, because you feel so torturously alive between your legs. Go on, sweet boy, I moan. Go on and bury it. You obey and draw your restraints tight against my stomach to brace yourself as you grind your cage into me. The edges of the padlock are sharp. A corner bites into me. I squeal and giggle in surprise, but I enjoy that little stab. It only seems fair, somehow, this sharp point of pain. And even if it isn't, it still calls attention to your predicament. And that makes me press my toy harder against me. You must keep kissing. Those are the rules. And you must kiss me as you have been, slowly and deliberately. I know that eventually, soon, you'll want to slobber all over me, to thrash your tongue over my skin, and suck on my shoulder until your gums ache, to bite and nibble and gnash and lose yourself in the animal act of abandon. Because if you could throw yourself into that act, then you might just forget the fire and pain in your cage for one blessed minute. But we can't have that, now can we? So, you must kiss me here lightly, and now here softly. And now, here, taking full and measured breaths in between each so you don't miss a beat as I buck into you. I tell you to hold my toy for me so you close your hands around it while I run my fingers over my scalp. Fuck me, sweet boy. You work your own doom, easing the toy off me and then pressing it hard against my clit. Again and again, rolling the head on and off of me at a quickening pace. And then I start with the fucks. And meanwhile, you kiss me here and now here. But night after night of this, of having my sweet boy not just moan and whimper for me, but whimper and moan so close to my ear, has taught me the joy of edging. So when I feel myself rising dangerously close to spilling over, I lower my hands, brush yours away, and take control of my toy again. A minute or more passes while I recover my breath, and then I press my toy into my pussy again for another climb up that mountain. Again and again, I back off before I can come. How many times? You've lost count. How long we've been at this, neither of us know. The clock is behind us. By now, we're both slick with sweat. It runs in streams down our bodies. Your chest glides over my back like oil. My ass has drenched your crotch. But the way your chest hitched just then tells me that I've finally broken you. You're crying now. And some of those drops on my back are tears. I call you a good boy and laugh, not because I'm mean, but because I only want to break you. I want to make you cry. I've told you more than once. Because it'll be so fun to fuck you once you've let every guard down. And now that you have, now that I can, I finally let myself come.